You're listening to SBS News.
At an airfield in the Ukrainian capital of Kiev, crates filled with ammunition and defensive equipment are being unloaded. These supplies, US military aid, which US Charge d'Affaires Christina Kivian says will aid Ukraine's right to sovereign self-defense.
And what you see behind me now is part of the extra $200 million of assistance that we announced just recently. And let me underscore that Russian soldiers sent to Ukraine at the behest of the Kremlin will face fierce resistance.
These supplies come as NATO scrambles to bulk up its defensive presence in this region, as Russia masses troops on the border with Ukraine. Denmark is sending a frigate and F-16 warplanes to Lithuania, while Spain is sending 4 fighter jets to Bulgaria and 3 ships to the Black Sea, and France is readying to send troops to Romania. French President Emmanuel Macron warns there will be a heavy price for any invasion of Ukraine led by Russia, urging a de-escalation through talks.
Dans le contexte de cette situation, nous sommes en solidarité avec l'Ukraine et pleinement engagés.
In the context of this situation, we are in solidarity with Ukraine and fully committed. Third element, Mr. Chancellor insisted on this point, is to never give up dialogue with Russia and a demanding dialogue. And the fourth element is that we are preparing in parallel the common reaction and response in case of aggression. And as was said, should there be any aggression, there will be a response and the price will be very high.
On the other side of the Atlantic, the American president has been visiting a Washington, D.C. craft shop.
You guys have any questions? I know you never have questions.
Joe Biden is continuing to warn Russia against military action, saying a potential incursion into Ukraine would be the largest invasion since the Second World War. He has threatened economic consequences and is not ruling out targeting the Russian president directly.
Would you ever see yourself personally sanctioning him if he did invade Ukraine?
Yes.
You would?
I would see that.
Such sanctions from the United States are rare, reserved for the likes of Syria's Bashar al-Assad and former Libyan leader Colonel Gaddafi. Australia's government is also weighing up its options, the Foreign Minister Maurice Payne discussing the issues with her British counterpart. So-called Magnitsky sanctions could be levied against senior Russians following the passing of new legislation in December. US troops have been placed on standby as part of the NATO response, but the president is admitting it's unlikely they will enter Ukraine to repel an invasion.
We have no intention of putting American forces or NATO forces in Ukraine. But as I said, there are going to be serious economic consequences if he moves. There is not going to be any American forces moving into Ukraine.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky urges calm. In a televised address, he reminded citizens the recent withdrawal of personnel from Western embassies does not signal an invasion is imminent.
During the last 24 hours, the situation in eastern Ukraine has been under control. Yes, there is still shooting. Yes, there are still violations of the ceasefire. And the enemy troops haven't disappeared from the area near our borders. But the main thing is that we have zero wounded and zero killed. Protect your body from viruses, your brain from lies, your heart from panic.
Still, locals are unnerved about the estimated 100,000 Russian troops on the border, and more are being moved to the region for joint drills with ally Belarus on its border. Belarusian leader Alexander Lukashenko claims the strengthening of military forces on its frontier with Ukraine is nothing more than coincidental, pointing to its migration crisis on the border with Poland.
The deployment will further beef up Russian military presence near Ukraine and Western fears of a planned invasion. As for the buzz around the drills, these drills have coincided with deployment of Belarusian armed forces in the south. I was forced to do it because the situation on the border with Ukraine is not better than it is on the border with Poland. Hundreds of cases of arms trafficking have been prevented, and just one of them was from Russia. All the weapons and ammunition were coming from Ukraine.
Andrea Kendall Taylor, director of the Transatlantic Security Program at the Center for a New American Security, says the movements of pro-Russian forces suggest preparations for an invasion scenario. She says President Vladimir Putin is looking to reduce the influence of the United States in Eastern Europe, effectively redressing the outcome of the Cold War. But that could backfire.
is gambling wildly. I mean, I would say, looking at, you know, his 22 years in power now, that this is the riskiest endeavor he's embarked on. So there is a real risk that he is just grossly miscalculating about how easy this military move is going to be in Ukraine.
Any conflict in the region could jeopardize world gas supplies. The EU depends on Russia for a third of its gas and is already facing an energy crisis caused by shortages. White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki said negotiations were underway with major energy companies to shore up stocks and divert supplies to Europe if needed.
But we've also been working to identify additional volumes of non-Russian natural gas from North Africa and the Middle East, Asia, and the United States. We're in discussion with major natural gas producers around the globe to understand their capacity and willingness to temporarily surge natural gas output and to allocate these volumes to European buyers. We are, of course, preparing, as we are in a lot of other areas, a range of contingencies. Should there be a disruption for a range of reasons to natural gas?
In this region, plenty of fuel for conflict, the world waiting to see who will light the flame. Naveen Razik, SBS News.